Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.
Here on 1 to 3, we're going to talk skateboarding. Ali Mella, hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
The last time I saw you, I was falling off a skateboard with you.
Yeah, that's not true, is it? You didn't fall at all.
No, because you were brilliant with me, to be fair.
Thank you.
Ali, you are a skateboarding instructor, for those that don't know, with Gal Skate. The number of girls and boys, it's not just girls that you teach, it's girls and boys, isn't it, that you teach.
Yep.
Have you
Everyone.
Got any idea how many have sort of come through your tutelage? It must be a lot.
Mine probably... Oh God, that's a horrifying question, Christy.
Because you also go
through
into
the Shred
school.
House. Yeah, through the Shred House a lot.
Yeah,
they've been open nearly 3 years. So yeah, since the minute the doors were opened, a lot. And obviously, people who have been skateboarding for years, they come regularly as well in our little community that we've got going on down there.
It's ace, isn't it? Because you see people who are skating for the first time over on one of the ramps, and then you'll see somebody doing sort of, I don't know what the names are, ollies or whatever, all of these different moves that you can do.
Do a kickflip. Yeah.
Kickflips and things, yeah, which is so inspiring for the kids. But you do have a sort of drive, don't you, in particular to teach girls how to skate.
Yes, very much. Women. Yes,
yeah.
But everyone, any gender, any age, everyone, I'm all for. Everybody is included. So it's basically skate for all, which I'm a huge advocate for. I'm shouted from the rooftops. Or from here, from Douglas Head.
And what, just before we talk about this exciting thing that you're about to do, what do you think skating does for people? What has it done for you since you've been learning to skate?
For me, just for mental well-being, it teaches you resilience, mindfulness, determination. It's very much life lessons on a wooden board with four wheels. You know, you do fall off, but like life, you have to get back up and you have to get back on. So it's very poignant.
That is a really good way of describing it, and it's so true. And it's overcoming your fears as well. I went down to Laxey Skate Park, which of course you opened, which is a fabulous place with my nephew who lives in Laxey. And he was really trying to encourage me to go even halfway down one of the little ramps. And I, honestly, trying to steel yourself to do something like that. You know you're okay because you've got all the kit on, but it's still a leap of faith,
it's your brain,
isn't it?
Your brain is the one that goes, I can do this. And that last minute goes... No, you're gone. So that's more than half of skateboarding is confidence and believing in yourself and putting that resilience in place that this sport teaches you.
And I have to say, you're never too old, because you know, I had a go, and you have older people than me even coming to learn how to skate.
Yeah,
don't
for
you?
Sure. I mean, I'm 41 as well, so in skateboarding terms, I'm a geriatric skater. So, but yeah, there's people in 80, 90 year olds that skate, and people have obviously seen them on social media as well. And there's an older skater I follow, and I think she's 78.
Wow.
She's an absolute force of nature.
And this, what you've been doing and your drive and your passion has not gone unnoticed, because you are about to go off and do something very exciting. Tell us where you're going and what you're doing.
So I'm going to be part of the Role Models programme, which is a programme put through from a non-profit organisation called Skaters Anne, and they work with people all over the world, and it's a branch of that called The Good Push. And it's specifically for women who are role models.
As in wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, no pun intended there, but yeah, it's quite clever, really. So women from all over the world. I think it's me and about 15 others. You know, there's people from Belgium, there's people from France, people from Germany, Switzerland, another lady as well.
This is incredible. I mean, how did you end up being part of this group?
I just applied. And also people from Skateboard Great Britain, I sit on their advisory board. They had also put me forward, which I didn't realise, that they had also kind of... you should check this girl out. Well, girl, this lady out. She's a massive advocate for teaching skateboarding to everyone.
Yeah.
I applied and just thought and forgot about it, and then got in touch. And about a couple of weeks ago, they got in touch and said, you've been successful and please come to Paris.
This is amazing. So you're off to Paris. And what will happen when you get there? You'll be with these other role models.
Yeah, so it's the end of August. So unfortunately, it's not during when the Olympics are on, but the Olympic villages will still be there. So I'm hoping that the skate parks will still be in situ. So we'll get a look around there. And we'll be showcasing where we're from. So that's a bit daunting. So showcasing the Isle of Man and showcasing the skateboarding community here, and just what we do and just being advocates for our sport. And it's a training course as well. So we'll be learning all about putting events on, how we can fundraise and how we can implement getting skateboarding taken more serious as a sport. I knew it's Olympic sport now, so it's quite fitting that we're going to where the Olympics are being held as well. So, yeah.
So exciting. And this is a brilliant thing for the Isle of Man.
An awesome thing for the Isle of Man. It's kind of about time, I think. The skateboarding community here is quite vast, and getting people to take it seriously as a sport is quite a tough nut to crack, I think. So this hopefully will be the step forward that we need to kind of go, hello, we're from the Isle of Man and we're a great skateboarding community.
Well, yeah, because now there's the skate parks popping up all over the place. Like we said, you've opened Laxey now. Brilliant one in Poulsen Park in Castletown as well. Ramsey's got a really good one. And you go into the schools as well, don't you? And you take skating to schools.
Through the Shred House, we've been to a couple of schools and that's been really, really popular because it kind of teaches kids who aren't necessarily sporty kids, you know, a bit about resilience and getting together as a class as well, because you kind of come together and help each other. And that's all about what skateboarding is. You know, it's kind of lifting each other up and egging each other on and keep trying and keep going. And you need that in life as well. So it's just awesome.
And with this thing that you're doing, this been designed, as you said, by Skaterstan and Women Win as well, I believe there's a grant, isn't there, that you get? And what does that enable you to do?
So that enables me to, this is what I actually applied for, so to be able to implement what we were just talking about. So going into schools, putting on together a little skateboarding club. So for everybody, not just children, not just girls, but for everybody of all ages coming together, and hopefully it'll be a project that I come together with everybody on the island within the skateboarding community, putting workshops, so putting on little, you know, teaching workshops of skateboarding, but also everything that's associated with skateboarding, so culturally, music, art. So yeah, I mean it's I'm very excited to go to Paris and learn about how I can implement what I envisaged, and they obviously saw what I was telling them about and they thought, yeah, that's a great idea. So yeah, it's very surreal.
And the people you're going to meet as well, because I think you know some of their backgrounds as well, of some of the other role models.
Yes, so some of them seem to be very experienced in, you know, some of them have been teaching skateboarding in war zones, you know, with refugees and people coming to the UK who are fleeing war, and I've had a very small experience with that, so they're going to be telling us their story and how skateboarding has helped those people that they've been working with, and also other people who were working with differently abled people, people from, you know, very different diverse backgrounds, and how to implement that as well. So it's going to be an amazing experience.
Who knew there was so much to skateboarding? Ali did, and this is why she's going off to Paris in August.
Yeah.
Well, will you keep us posted on how it goes?
Yeah, definitely.
It is so exciting, and I promise you, I am going to get back out on my skateboard again. So if you're ever around to catch me, that would be amazing.
Always.
Ali, Bella, thank you so much. I'm going to let you now choose the next song, because we're talking about the best voices, and I said to you, musically then, who do you love voice-wise? And you've chosen a really good one. What are we going to hear now?
So yeah, probably one of the most iconic voices ever, David Bowie with Modern Love.
It's a really good choice. Do you want to dedicate it to anyone?
My partner and my daughter and my dad and anybody who knows me, really. They know how much I'm into Bowie and how much it means to me. So yeah,
well, thank you, because I love him too, so this is a good choice. Bit of David Bowie here on 1 to 3 for Ali.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in store today and start collecting reward points.